Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, we have a radical change in plans. Michael Irvin is indeed on the phone. The playmaker is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Michael, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing well, guys. I apologize about this on and off. You know, we're here shooting a commercial with Dion and I, and, you know, but you know how you guys, you know how producers are. They hurry up, wait, and then they're always trying to steal more time than allotted to them to do me and everything. It's almost like they all go to the same school. You guys see them, and then they come when they want to rush you out. They come and sit right by the makeup chair. Like, how you doing? I'm like, dude, we coming. You don't have to stand right over me. And hover like it's what we call. It's a producer school. Everybody knows. But we got it all done.
It's all good. Our producer does the same to us. The guy you just talked to, Joe Kopp. It's every day this type of stuff. But I'm glad you're with
the school they go to that they just naturally do that. And they rush you. Like,
yeah.
Well, hold on. Get here right now. Get here right now. And then just wait a minute when you get there. Why you rush me to wait? Why did you rush me to wait? That's what they do. But we can't do nothing without them. We need them.
Every day. Well, I'm glad you're with Dion, because my first question here is about Juju, who came out of nowhere after being gone for the whole season. He was at practice yesterday. We just had a Steelers writer on who thinks there's a 75% chance he'll play, Michael, and it reminds me of the Super Bowl that you guys played against the Steelers, where Rod Woodson came out of nowhere and I think made a catch on Dion. What do you make of this story?
Man, Rod Woodson, what he did, Rod Woodson came out of nowhere with that knee, with coming back from that knee and knocked down that five route that I had, went on where he broke up the pass and then he pointed to his knee. I'm rehabbed, I'm back here. But let me tell you what that is, though, man. The mind is so powerful. The mind is so powerful. And hope, even the word, now I don't mean to go here with you, but I'm going to give it to you. That's why even the Bible says in all things, always have hope. Hope says something better, something in front of me is better than what's behind me, so I should keep pushing forward. Juju, when he started having hope about, man, we're in the playoffs. Man, it looks like we got a shot. That kind of thought, I'm telling you, I believe it helps you heal. Not only Juju, look at your boy J.J. Watt over there. Well, you know, when you start talking about playoffs, we want to get in these playoffs. These are where this is where your name is made. This is where everybody's watching you. Everybody, every NFL fan is about to learn your name right here. Moments will be made. Memories will be made. Legends will be discovered. Are you going to be one of them? Yes, you do everything you can to get back for it.
Michael, what chance do you give the Steelers? They're the biggest underdog in wild card history, 12.5 points. What chance do you give them?
We're asking that question Sunday, right? And the last time, my answer is going to be, can they pull yesterday up to today? Last time, this team won, I think Le'Veon Bell rushed for 130 yards, but it was really the defense, you know, because I was looking over some of that the other day. The defense held them 13. I think the score was 19-13 was the final score. You're going to need your defense to do that incredible thing that it can do. Now, it doesn't consistently all the time do it, but you know it's in that defense to do it. And here's the kicker. This team, you know, their confidence is not where it was the last 2 years going into this area of the season. They walked into those playoffs the last couple of years. They knew that they will make it to a Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs are wondering right now if they can make it to a Super Bowl. You can catch them sleeping. You can get some opportunities up the field with those passes down the field with Chase Claypool going up and getting those balls. And I'm telling you, man, if Juju can play anywhere near what we know he can play like, that gives you a great opportunity because that's Ben's most comfortable receiver.
So you taking him? You willing to make this prediction on Pittsburgh Radio, Steeler upset?
No, I can give you some hope and tell you some possibilities, but I ain't ready to say a name on it yet. Now, wait a minute. Where are we going with that? Slow that down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Slow it down. But, dude, this is what it is. This is what it is. Understanding this game, it's not just skill. That's what makes our game so different than everybody. I tell people all the time, man, listen. Most of America, most of this world, in order to be the best at what you do in life, in your career, your profession, you don't ever have to face another man. You're on a computer, you're building a company, you're doing whatever. But in our business, in order to be the best, you got to go take it. So it's not just skill, it's also will, because in order to be the best, I got hand-to-hand combat, man-to-man combat. I got to beat this dude. He wants it, too. I got to want it more. They know this is Ben last year. They know this is Ben's last year. I'm in that locker room. That's what I'm talking about. Let's make sure we give this legend what he deserves.
Michael,
and that's every damn thing we got.
Michael, I'm not sure you can stop Mahomes, but what's the best way to slow him down? Do you pressure him? Do you blitz him? Or do you just hope that your four guys get there and then you drop back into coverage?
No. You drop deep to make sure he doesn't beat you fast, and you make him walk the ball down the field and give you more opportunities to make a play. Maybe you can try to get him back into that turnover mode that they were in early in the season, and start getting some easy turn, get you some turnovers, and give you your offense a short field. You don't try to go blitzing him, because then that makes the game easy for him. If you're blitzing him and leaving Tyreek Hill man to man, one on one, if you're zone blitzing, that's something different because you know you're dropping back and you're blitzing people, but you're dropping back in zones and they have to find the weak areas of the zones. But if you're blitzing him and leaving Tyreek Hill one on one, you're going to get hurt fast.
Michael Irvin, a couple more minutes here on the Nemecolon fan hotline. So, Michael, you mentioned Chase Claypool. Deontay Johnson had 111 catches this year. Claypool's taken some heat, though, at times. A lot of the 50-50 balls that it seems like he could come down with, he winds up never landing on his feet, things like that. What do you think of him and the Steelers' receiving corps?
Well, and Deontay Johnson, I thought he had a great year. Showed up, made some plays, and I love because he rode the roller coaster. You know, when it first came in, and you know, you get some drops, and Ben believes in you, but I need more out of you. He fights through all of that, goes over 1,000 yards, and have a great year. Listen, you guys are mad at Chase Claypool because when he comes down with those 50-50 balls, he can't land on his feet. I know I didn't just hear you say that.
No, he doesn't come down with them, period. And it's not me necessarily, but he's taking a lot of heat in town.
I was just watching some games. What do you mean? The last game they played, when they played the season, he had one down the middle being dropped in the middle. He went up and get it. Then again, they came right back to him down the right sideline on the back shoulder fade where he turned. He caught. What are you saying he didn't catch it? You will need big plays. You're going to need big plays. And I don't know that Ben's arm can hit somebody on a dead run running by anybody. So you're going to need some big plays, and it won't be the perfect throw thrown all the way down the field. It's going to have to be what I call an area code throw. You got a quarterback, and all he can do is put it in a man's area code, and you need that man to answer that damn call, and that's Chase Claypool. That's the only way you're going to get a deep ball, so you better get with Chase Claypool because he's all you got right now. I'm talking about all you got for the quarterback that you have. Ben Roethlisberger is throwing area code deep balls. balls, not precise deep balls. I just want to help y'all with that. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Michael, how much does Ben have left in your opinion? I mean, our feeling clearly here is it's time that he retires, but does he have a big game or two left in him?
Ben's a champion, man. Ben's a champion. And champions wait on these moments. You know, whatever Ben has left, you'll see it. This is it. He knows this is his last moment. And he came in, when he came in the league, he came in like a storm. Wouldn't it be great if somehow he mustered up some kind of game for this journey right here? And it's funny because you're both in the AFC North, and it ends up like it did with the Ravens when Ray let it known that it may be his last year, and all of the team raised their game, because I told you it's not just about my skill, it's also about my will, and will rise up. And boy, they go on a hell of a Super Bowl run. That would be an incredible story. I love telling stories. I'm a storyteller. I don't necessarily believe that's how it's going to play out, but I love the story.
Well, let's wind up where we began with Juju. And I wonder if you, Michael, ever had a long-term injury where you had short prep time and came back into a big game. Do you think this will be more about, if he plays, if he does play, it'll be a bigger deal sort of emotionally for the team? Or do you think that Juju can actually come back on this short time and really make contributions on the field?
Okay, class, listen. Juju returning is going to be a great contribution, because I just told you we're working on the emotions of this whole team to try to win this one for the Gipper Ben Roethlisberger moment. You see, so yes, there's an emotional lift to that, because now he comes back, we all back here. And that's Ben's boy. That's like, dude. If I was on the field and I knew Troy, that was it for Troy. And all me and Troy, and I went through, oh, my God, I just don't you try to intercept this ball. I don't want to hurt you like that. That's the kind of intensity I would take on the football field. Having Juju back, I'm expecting that kind of intensity. Y'all know I love Juju Smith. That's my dude right there. I love his attitude. I love his game. That's the one guy that I absolutely went to Jerry and said, we need to draft him. We need to draft him, and, of course, we didn't get him. So I want to see what's in him in this moment. And it is hard to come right back off an injury like that. I didn't play off an injury. I came back kind of set out for some money and then had to come in, like, on a Wednesday and start practicing for a game Sunday and played okay. But you know, it affects you. It affects you. We happen to win the game. But certainly it affects you. But the emotions of where he would be, because he's going to be playing like this may be his last time in a Pittsburgh uniform also. And he came back for this last hurrah. That's what you're trying to ride right now, that wave of emotions, and overcome the skill deficiency that you have against this Chiefs team.
Michael, real quickly, what did you think of T.J. Watt here? 22 and a half sacks. He was not healthy in the first Kansas City game. How much of a difference? He's a game wrecker, isn't he?
Man, that's another dude y'all got from us. I mean, I don't want to get into y'all's soul, but you know what I mean? Hey, you know how much I do a radio show here in Dallas? You know how much we talk about that? I think we took Taco Charles.
We got Taco now, too.
Right. And the engine got Taco. Hey, you just did a dirty on all of that. You took them both. But, you know, but listen, dude, he's the baddest dude in the league right now. Say, bar none, coming at that quarterback. And I know I love Myles Garrett, too. I love Myles Garrett. But T.J. Watt, baddest dude in the league. Different dude right now, man. And there's no way anybody can stop him. And he's the key to this game. He's the key to this game. If T.J. Watt get back in, spend some time rocking Patrick Mahomes to sleep a little, you got a shot at winning this game.
Michael, we appreciate the time, especially on a crowded day. Thank you, sir.
Man, all these days are crowded, man. You think my lady, she thinks she plays, man? My lady makes sure I'm on the corner, get my skirt up, go make her money. go make her money and come on home. I told my wife when I get up, baby, let me go out here and get your money. I kissed her. She said, get on out of here. Go get it then. That's what I do.
Michael, thanks, man.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, guys. Much love.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.